Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, that's nice.
Ran into some of the Haslams at that last year. JW was there.
Is he a sports card collector?
I think he was trying to show some of the members of his family some of the stuff and some of the kids. They had a good time. It was really...
That's special.
It was. It was kind of neat. It's a good event.
I like that. Good for them. NFL owners meetings are going on. That's where all the the rich guys go hang out.
Oh, he might be there right now.
Bring in their coaches.
Yeah.
Invite 400 of their favorite media folks, and then they sit around and talk about the NFL. Coaches get a chance to speak.
They're doing rule changes too.
Oh yeah, it's kickoffs. If you kick it sideways into row 7, do you get the ball on the 35-yard line?
No. Now they're giving corresponding points to that. So
row 7. I didn't know.
Would be
going to get a rouge.
Would be a 7-pointer.
It's going to be great.
Upper deck, row 23.
It's going to be great.
23 times 2 because it's the upper deck.
Well, while all that's going on, Kevin Stefanski spoke this morning, and we have been able to get that spun around, and Dan's ready to enlighten us.
All right, so at the owners' meetings, as Jeff set up, this audio courtesy of our friends at The Athletic. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. We
are beyond appreciative. So the big question that everybody, of course, had was the fact that Kevin Stefanski at the Combine said that he was going to head to California to see Deshaun Watson throw. Stefanski asked about that. Again, courtesy of The Athletic.
All right.
Better
have a good relationship with his offensive coordinator. Well, I look at what Ken Dorsey did with Cam Newton, what he did with Josh Allen, and I think, boy, can you do the same with Deshaun Watson, which basically is just help to elevate their game. And if so, great, because they need that, Andy.
Yeah, I don't know what more you're asking for an offensive coordinator. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, you should have a good relationship. You got to be on the same thinking pages because, I mean, you clearly want Deshaun to either think the way you do, or you need to learn how Deshaun thinks when he goes into ad lib mode. Once the play is not what the play was supposed to be, or, you know, the way to read the options on a play, those guys have to be in sync. So,
can I go back on something you just said?
Mm-hmm.
I would go with the latter part of that. He needs to figure out how Deshaun thinks.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because
I think that too.
To me, the best coaches are the guys who take the player and coach that player to the best of their abilities rather than taking the square peg in the round hole and trying to make it fit. You know, I've always hated coaches who this is my system. I need the personnel to make this system work. No, you just came in. You got hired. There's personnel here like crazy. Coach them up.
I do think there was one coach that was pretty good that I perceived to be that coach.
Yeah, his name's Shula.
Belichick.
I would say Bill's more the type of guy who might be the guy who, this is my system and I'm going to find the guys to fit it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yes.
Yeah, I like coaches the other way. Wait a minute, I got a quarterback here who is a great running quarterback. Okay, great.
Let's
do that.
Think about what Ozzie told us at the Hall of Fame on Friday about Lamar Jackson and how they, you know, just to watch one single play on tape changed everything. And that they were willing and like, hey, let's do this. This is going to work.
Let's go get him.
I still wonder what the fight was when he told us the other day.
Yeah, I know.
That was, I mean, that was, let's be honest, that was some juicy gossip.
It was good stuff.
He was talking about Flacco, and he was talking about Lamar Jackson, and the decision on who to play, and he goes, but I can't talk about that. And I was like, ooh, what? Well,
Stefanski at the owners' meetings.
Yeah, so he was then asked about the addition of Jerry Jeudy.
Okay.
Everybody's in a room, Jeff.
Add talent to the room.
I don't understand why they just, like, in one part of the complex, why don't they just build, like, a Motel 6? And that way everyone can have their own room.
I personally hate the use of the word room.
No.
I know you might be stunned at that.
Come on.
But that's okay. They can say room, and I'll say position group.
Everybody's got their own room out there.
Exactly.
I like it.
That's exactly right.
I envision the room like more like a motel, not a hotel.
I like the idea of adding, the idea of adding Jerry Jeudy.
Hip hop.
I was hoping you would catch that.
The one thing I think we all need to remember, at least so far, Jerry Jeudy is no Amari Cooper. Just keep that in mind. Doesn't mean he can't become good and improve. He's still a very young guy. And sounds like he has some maturing to do. And that's okay. He's still a young guy. But he's had 4 years in the league. I think he's interesting. I think he's talented. And I think he's going to be here because they gave him a nice contract extension. And I'm glad they did. To be honest, I'm okay. I think they gave him a lot of money, which, again, it's not my money, so I don't care. And you can always work around that. But it's interesting that they decided to commit to him, Andy, as opposed to Elijah Moore, which we might understand, and Amari Cooper. You rewarded Jerry Jeudy for getting traded to you. That's about it.
Yeah, let's see what the relationship between Watson and Jeudy is, too. The two things I walked out of this weekend was, I don't understand why Jerry Jeudy is on social media, and I don't understand why Kirk Herbstreit's on social media. Why are we going at it with people on social? Just stop. Just get off. Don't even read your mentions. The two of them this weekend, I can't understand why they do this.
I'm sorry. What did you do to Andy Baskin?
I set him up for a Rapper's Delight.
Stay off of social media. Don't read and get into it with people. Do
you think I do that? I don't do that.
Congratulations,
Andrew. It's been years.
Welcome to the dark side.
Say something bad about Jeff and you are going to get muted. I'm just telling you that. I'm so tired. Jeff, I just want you to know I defend you every time.
Andy,
CLE Talking Heads, anything.
Nor care.
That's right. You'll never know because I mute them right away.
I wouldn't know regardless.
They're like, Jeff.
I pay no attention.
They can't even say anything because I've taped their mouth shut.
It's nice of you to bring it up how people always rag on me, you say. It's really nice. I'm sure you get none of those comments.
That never happens to me.
No.
Well, the best thing is that Kevin Stefanski doesn't really rag on anybody, nor does he tape anyone's mouth shut. And so he continues to speak here as he talks about the different look to the quarterback room.
Whoever came up with room, I just want to, like, punch.
We really like Tyler because he's got some video games that he brings to the room. So, like, whether it's PS3 or I don't even know what's hot these days. Maybe it's PS3 really
Five.
Old. PS5.
There you go.
You know, he brings his PS5 to work with him every day, and he is ready to get these boys in shape, you know, mentally for the game because we like him because he brings his video game to the room.
Room.
Has he said room in every bite?
Yes.
Why do we notice that?
He did in the Jerry Jeudy.
Because it's Kevin Stefanski, and it's the only thing that's in there that he's saying that's interesting.
The room?
Yes.
We're glad we could add him to our quarterbacks.
The man has been trained and is phenomenal.
Add him to the position group.
At just saying nothing.
Those rooms aren't very big.
I don't know.
You wouldn't think that would be the emphasis.
I would head right towards like the bourbon room. That's just me. Even though I don't drink.
You don't drink.
I know, but it'd be kind of fun just to hang out.
Why the conversation?
I don't know. It's like all the cherry wood. I like the setting. I like the thought of what it would look like.
I'm big on mahogany.
Oh, yes.
Love a mahogany.
Oh, look at that barrel.
Do each of the rooms have their own individual, like, do they have interior designers for the room?
Do they have kegs?
That would be, I'm envisioning, and maybe.
I mean, is it like a dorm room in college? Everybody's like, hey, I got the bunk beds.
I
got a little fridge?
Like, I envision the offensive line.
Why'd you sign Tyler Huntley? He's got a great fridge.
Don't you see the offensive line room being the Delta House? Right? Like the offensive lineman.
Yeah, that might be.
With better food.
But you know
or
why?
Or the D lineman, one or the other.
It's because Jason Kelsey's in my head. That's why I keep thinking that. That's why it's what it looked like. You tell me he wouldn't be great in a remake of Animal House? Oh, he'd be Bluto, right? Help
well,
me.
Well, bringing somebody else into the room, yeah, at least to help consult the room, and that would be Mike Vrabel. And Stefanski had this to say, I'm bringing in Mike Vrabel.
Where are you going to go? I know where you're going with this right now.
Don't you think you have to know a guy a little bit while a little bit before you call him Vrabes?
Mm.
Vrabes. Hey, Basque.
Some people call me Basque. I have a million nicknames.
I bet you do.
He has been Vrabes. I'm assuming. I don't know. He was Vrabes at Ohio State.
Yeah,
like
well,
when he played there. I'm assuming he was at Walsh, too.
Who knows?
I'm sure no one called like his mom or dad Vrabes when they were working at some
of the schools
around
town. I think that's a great move by the Browns to
like,
bring him
in. Did you have to go see Principal Vrabes?
And I think it's a great move by Stefanski to be all in on this. I honestly do. And the more resources you can have in that coach's room, the better it's going to be.
And if they win, it's awesome. But if they lose, people are going to think, you know, they brought Vrabes in and it just messed up all the chemistry.
You must know him. You call him Vrabes.
I spent a tiny bit of time with him when he was in Columbus. Tiny. I may have texted
him. Did he ever
him.
Check you into the boards?
I may. No, I still. Jay Crawford will verify this over at Channel 3. When we were in Columbus, he would jump on the ice with us every once in a while at the Dublin Chiller when we would play pickup hockey out there. And I'm like, and he was playing for the Steelers. I think he did it at least once. And I'm like, what is he doing? This guy's in the NFL. He can barely skate, and he's trying to play hockey.
He couldn't skate very well?
No, I mean.
It's the same thing when Steve Kerr would join in pickup games upstairs with the media at the Coliseum.
Oh, my God. What was that like?
I was guarding him. It was scary.
Would he be like, Jeff, move
I'm
your feet
staying
over there.
10 feet away.
Yes.
It was awful. It was awful. 216-474-0092. Kevin's happy with the wide receiver room. He's happy with the quarterback room. He's happy with Vrabes. I like all that. I think that's good. The owners' meeting's going on. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, joining us at 11 o'clock. Tom Withers at noon right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Coming up at noon, Tom Withers, Associated Press. I'm going to talk to Tom about a variety of things. And in just a little bit, Scott Petrak, 11 o'clock, covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. Scott, coming up just a little bit.
You know, Jeff, there is one key, and I'm talking about a key, not to the room, but just a key, to following all of the big news.
What might that be?
From all three Cleveland sports teams. You
what
know what it is?
No.
It's the Odyssey app.
I'll be.
It's the key to your room, I guess. Follow the team you want in the Odyssey app to get all of the audio pushed straight to your smartphone.
Huh.
And Jeff's even on board with the smartphone these days.
Are you kidding?
Man, times have changed.
That's a beautiful thing.
Download the Odyssey app today or visit 923thefan.com and never, ever miss a beat.
That's phenomenal news. Kevin Stefanski speaking at the NFL owners' meetings. It's interesting. It's the owners' gathering, and they bring in the head coaches.
Yeah, you know, isn't this where they take the picture?
Kind of nice.
That's
the
where they take
group
the
group hug.
Yeah, the big coach's picture.
Yeah, I think it is.
Where do they put that picture up?
In a room. Stefanski has been speaking, and he talked about the wide receiver room, and he talked about the quarterback room that inspired this up on there on the X.
So our X match is powered by Shiva Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and you can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Bob did here. I've never been to Berea, but in my mind, I picture a building with 20 big rooms with bunk beds, and on the door it says quarterback, offensive line, defensive line, and so on. I now hate the word room.
Bob, join the club.
Well done.
And Bob, your description is somewhat accurate. Andy, right outside the quarterback room, what does it say?
Quarterbacks. Yeah.
On the wall, there's a little plaque, quarterbacks.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Offensive line, what's it say? Offensive line.
Does it say O-line or does it say off period?
I think it says line. Offensive line. I'm not sure. Huh. I'm not sure. Daryl Ryder would know for sure, but I've seen those rooms and they say they have the name out there.
Did not know.
You know, it's in a hotel. It's like 724.
Okay, you win.
You're in Berea. It says linebackers. Will Kevin Stefanski say room in any more of the cuts Dan is going to play? Yay or nay?
Yay.
I'm going to go no. I'm going to say nay.
Well, so the big one is Cade York, of course, coming back,
kicking
which
room.
Caused some grief and strife and all that kind of stuff through the fan base. Kevin Stefanski had this to say on Cade York.
They're excited. They've brought him back into the fold.
Okay.
If you're Cade York, do you want to come back here? Or do you think the Browns were the only team right now that was offering him a spot in a room?
You had to drop that on.
I wonder.
I feel like, you know, the way he left and the fact that he could have gone to the practice squad here but decided to go to the practice. Where did he go to?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, and then he ended up with the Giants, right?
Yeah, where he was with Vrabes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He was with Ooh, I wonder if Vrabes, maybe Vrabes is
maybe
the reason
Vrabes
he's back.
Put in the same word he put in for Deontay Foreman.
Hmm.
That's an assumption on my part.
Maybe. I just kinda...
Not that they needed to. The Browns drafted the guy.
Maybe they just want kickers to push kickers, and their fear is that if he's not, if Hopkins isn't healthy or they want some kind of competition. Okay, so
you're one pulled hammy away from Dustin Hopkins not being there.
One
as we saw.
One really bad special teams play.
Remember?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That cost, that was dearly. That play cost.
Yes.
Dearly.
He was outstanding here, Dustin Hopkins. But Andy,
he's still here, Jeff.
No, I'm exactly. Yeah. He was outstanding here. And he might be here again this year. In fact, I'd be surprised if he's not. However, you pull a hammy, another team calls, hey, we'd really like him. We'll give you a fifth after Cade York has lit it up. And you trade him, which, by the way, I wouldn't do. Dustin Hopkins is my kicker.
Yeah, he's my kicker, too.
Yeah, however, they drafted Cade York. That means they must have really liked Cade York. And we all liked Cade York when he hit, what, the 58-yarder to win his first game?
Can I just say this? When they signed him, I was like, it didn't work.
When they signed who, Cade York?
Yeah, I was like, are they trying to
make
amends?
They only signed him to a futures contract.
Yeah, but it's like $1 million, isn't it? It's just under $1 million.
If he makes the team, he's guaranteed the minimum, right?
Is that what it is?
Okay. I think. It's $980,000, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Just under
$1 million. I thought, so is he in for a mil, but he's got to make it, right?
I believe that's the way it is. Yes.
Okay, so
Scott Petrak's coming up at 11. We can ask him about Cade.
He'll explain it to us. But I kind of felt like, okay, here we go again. Front office trying to prove that they did the right thing by picking him.
But you need at least two kickers, Andy. Now they
and
have.
You know,
three.
I like the front office, but my initial thought was that, right? My initial thought was, here they are trying to prove again that it was worthy to draft him. You don't need to do that. Like, I thought that was one of their best moves all year.
Move on?
Yes, move on and bring in Dustin Hopkins. And just, like,
At that moment, they had to do that.
Well, I looked at the front office and said, you know what, that's a brave move to admit that you made a mistake by drafting a kicker, and now you've moved forward, and you ended up, and maybe it was a little bit lucky, because I remember doing the podcast with Daryl, and Daryl was killing Dustin Hopkins for not being able to make long field goals, just killing him. And
well,
he was
50% in his career before he came here.
But that's the magic of the waters from the Cuyahoga River. It changed him. It made him into a new kicker. And then he blossomed.
And that's how fleeting success at kicker can be.
That's true. The corrosive materials that came out of the river that now turned his body into a kicking machine.
Hey, and I'm not kidding. I just called up Cade York to check something.
Yeah.
You don't see he and Kyle Manzardo ever together. I'm just telling you.
Oh, would you stop it?
I am just telling you.
They're clearly together in the room.
No, because Manzardo's in the AAA room.
Yeah, and guess what? So was York.
No, now he's back in the special teams room.
Well, we move along from this conversation and duck away from it to duck another question, which is play calling. And Kevin Stefanski did just that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He said Rome. I was wrong.
Told you.
I was wrong.
We're not even listening to what he's saying. We're listening to see if he goes back down.
No, that was the Patches O'Houlihan answer. Yeah. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Okay.
That was.
I want your opinion right now.
Okay, go.
Do you want Kevin Stefanski? Let's just get it out of the way. Do you want Kevin Stefanski calling the plays next year, or do you want him to give that duty to Ken Dorsey? I'll tell you. I want Kevin Stefanski calling the plays. I think he did a nice job, and I honestly think Ken Dorsey better be in Deshaun Watson's ear every series. You're off the field. We're talking. Here's what you think. Here, boom, 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 boom. You are coaching up that quarterback, because if it doesn't work, this whole thing is going down.
I'm going to tell you what I want. I want first 20 play Kevin Stefanski to call the plays.
And then you want a coin flip?
And then they need to figure it out. Maybe someone needs to call different plays in the second half. I just think Kevin is really good at scripting and trying to figure out what the
Well, then maybe Kevin's not calling those first 20. Maybe that's Alex Van Pelt. Kevin, here, call these.
Was.
Yeah, I know.
I want
Kevin calling plays.
Whatever it is, I think they do a good job prior to the game of trying to figure out exactly what they want to do to start things.
A little bit of news, gentlemen, courtesy of Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, NFL.com. The hip drop tackle has been banned per source. So the hip drop tackle. So the idea that you grab somebody around the hip and then kind of go dead weight on them.
And you just drop.
Uh-huh. That has been banned. That's the play that injured Mark Andrews.
Yeah. A
few others along the way.
Bad leads to bad ankle sprains in particular. You know the one thing that's interesting about that?
Is it a personal fall then? Is that what
and I forgot.
I believe that will be the case, Andy, is it'll be a 15 yards and a first down.
I forgot which defensive player
it was. But we don't have
that
for sure. That's just speculation.
But I read over the weekend, they were talking about that, and you know, it might be outlawed and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the key defensive players. It was somebody's good defensive player. And he said, that's a hip drop tackle. He had no idea.
To me, it was a pro wrestling move, right?
Andy, it looks like a tackle.
So here's my question:
How do you get a 270-pound tight end to the ground? Well, you use your body leverage, don't you?
Yeah. I will be curious to see if it's a legal tackle or a personal foul, because what, two personal fouls, you're in trouble, right?
I think that's right.
So I'm wondering how they're going to write that into the books. Is it going to be an illegal tackle, or will it be just a straight personal foul?
You have to go sit in a room by yourself.
That's why I think they need penalty boxes in football, and then you got to go 10-on-11 for one play.
Yeah, so Tom Pelissero follows up. No surprise here.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking for anybody who thinks I'm serious.
No surprise here, despite the NFLPA's objections. The NFL made it clear it wanted what it calls the swivel hip drop tackle out of the game, and now it is. Expect more fines than flags as the league and coaches work to remove the technique. That's from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, following up on the hip drop tackle no longer being a part of the NFL game.
It sounds to me like that's
– yeah.
Say that again.
Guys were falling on ankles.
Yeah. It sounds to me like it's just going to be a straight penalty with fines afterwards if they go back and watch it.
Didn't you just say more fines than penalties, Dan?
Yeah. And that's why I said that.
Correct, according to Tom Pelissero.
Yeah. All right. Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. We've laid out a bunch of Kevin Stefanski thoughts. Petrak follows them up next. Or as we now, well, we'll give you his alter ego name coming up in just a bit. Petrak, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.